Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome here to St. Andrew's on this special night, this holiest of nights, Christmas Eve. And tonight we come to tell the greatest story ever told again. We come to rejoice in the amazing news that that story brings for each and every one of us. And I hope those of us who have sat through many, many carol services in our time will just find something afresh and see and know that joy and that peace and that great news that this story brings. My name's Dave Bruce. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the rector here. And Joe Vickery, one of our retired clergy, our great team of retired clergy, will be speaking later on in the service. I'm grateful to all our musicians, our choir and our musicians who have been practicing so hard over these last few weeks. And they're going to be taking a key part in our service. Hopefully you've all got one of our orders of service here, which shows just what's happening. All the words will be on the screen, and we will just continue throughout the service with a minimal of introduction. So just stand when you're invited to stand, if you're able, and sit when you're invited to sit, and we'll let the whole thing just flow. If there are little children who do get a little bit restless, then our creche room, which is the chapel, which is, if you go straight out the door here, is the little room right in front of you. That is open with some toys in, with a TV screen, and the service is being relayed in there. Feel free to just go and take your little ones in there if they need to and be at ease. With the candles, if there is an in the unlikely event of a fire, if they do crash from the ceiling, then the fire exits are there and there. And good luck. So we're going to sing our first carol tonight, which is that great carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Do stand if you're able. Please be seated. And today is the fourth Sunday of Advent, so we're going to light our Advent candles and light all the four of them tonight. And so as we light this candle, we celebrate the hope that we find in Jesus. As we light this candle, we celebrate the peace that we find in Jesus. As we light this candle, we celebrate the joy that we find in Jesus. And as we light this candle, we celebrate the love that we find in Jesus. And tomorrow morning, we will light the final candle, the Christ candle, as we celebrate Jesus' birth. So as we begin our service tonight, let us pray. Father God, when your precious Son became a tiny baby in a stable in Bethlehem, in poverty and simplicity, you changed our world. As we gather here tonight to remember that story and to sing of those events again, may our hearts be open to you now. And may we know Jesus, the light of the world, in our midst. Amen.
A king is foretold. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you.
The birth of Jesus. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly, so he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means "God is with us." When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Thank you. the shepherds and the angels. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger.
Last year I wrote a poem looking at the nativity scene through the eyes of a donkey. And this year, by way of something completely different, it's through the eyes of a cow. "I'm a cow who can only say moo, but I'm here to tell you about something new. Because you see, I was there that night, where it all started with that bright light. And though I'm only a cow, I did ask myself, how? How did that light appear in that orb of darkness, that great night sphere? You know, men aren't that clever. It is well known, and scientific tests have shown they're not as clever as they think. But even they did look up and blink. So how, as a cow, do I understand that light? I mean, it's so bold, it's so bright. Up there makes you stare, if you dare. And the other animals, well, they're no help. I'll take no flannel from that camel, not a peep from that sheep, and that goat, well, it never did float my boat. I'm a cow who can only say moo, but I'm here to tell you, it's really true. That babe in the manger, he's no danger. He's like that dove, the symbol of love. And look at his face. So kind. I could lick his nose. He wouldn't mind. So don't be put off and don't be confused. For you, this really is good news. In my old bones, I know. This is no lightweight show, for something big is going on. It's like love has come and bad has gone. It's like in this place the sun has shone. It's like, listen up, cows, come on. In my old bones, I know that even though it's begun to snow, there's a wind of love that started to blow, and this seed of love will grow and grow. Though I'm a cow who can only say moo, I'm here to tell you, if you only knew, that someone out there, beyond our sphere, has come to live with us. right here.
Star. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of the religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me, so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the great east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
He's just a baby. 10 fingers, 10 toes. 2 eyes, 2 ears. 1 mouth and 1 nose. He's just a baby. Cries out for mum's arms as he lies in a manger in the innkeeper's barn. He's just a baby. Yet the sky changed its form as a new star appeared when this baby was born. He's just a baby, yet the hosts of heaven sang hallelujah to this baby, hallelujah, Son of Man. He's just a baby, yet drove a mad king wild, who stained the streets with innocence, looking for this child. Why? Because he's just a baby, yet will walk on the seas, feed thousands with nothing, and perform miracles with ease. He's just a baby, yet will carry out the law, live a life of perfection so man will fear no more. He's just a baby, yet will speak to every nation, every broken heart and lost soul, he will fight for their salvation. He's just a baby, yet when they call him man, they will shout for crucifixion and drive nails through his hands. He's just a baby, yet at his final breath, all creation will shake, mourning his death. He's just a baby, yet when he's laid in his grave, he will rise 3 days later, victorious to save. He is just a baby, when we look in his festive cot. But the truth is, he's not just a baby. He is the Almighty Son of God.
We've lit the candles. We've heard the words. Those words from Isaiah. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And for me, and I'm sure for you too, never before have these oh-so-familiar words carried such poignancy. So many in our world, walking in deep darkness and the life-shattering shadow of death. How this great light is needed. How the promised dawn is desperately longed for. And yet, the promised one who is to come by the prophet dares to speak of the coming of this light in the cry of a newborn child. For to us a child is born, a son is given, as the scream shatters the silence, so the light scatters the darkness. And nothing will ever be the same. Everything is changed, even though tonight in Bethlehem, the child is born amid the rubble and the razor wire. To us, a child is born. To us, a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Pridian Brooke, the writer, who was on Radio 4's Thought for the Day earlier this last week, was speaking about an Israeli-Palestinian Christian who was staying with him at his home in London. As they walked to the carol service there, they noted how strange it was that the birth of a Jew in the Roman province of Palestine was that which they were going to celebrate. They heard that same reading that we've heard from Isaiah.
this cosmic promise of the Prince of Peace. And on his way home, Rydian suggested to his friend that the Prince of Peace still has his work cut out. He hasn't stopped the fighting yet. His friend paused and replied, "Just stopping the fighting isn't enough for God. Though I have to say it would be a good start." Isn't enough for God. That phrase struck me so powerfully that it helped me to achieve a new perspective on what God was doing on that holy night. It awakened me to the staggering truth that whilst we all long for and pray for peace in the Middle East and across the world, God's vision for life and for humanity is far, far more than this. For in Jesus, as we shall hear in the Gospel reading from St. John, was the embodiment of life itself. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. This is the one to whom Isaiah the prophet points, describing him in these four memorable ways as wonderful counselor. What did that imply about the one who was to come? The wonderful counselor is the plan maker, the one who determines and carries out divine purpose, the like of which are way beyond human comprehension. The mighty God, who is able to do what for us is absolutely impossible, and triumph over all that is evil, all the terror, all the abuse, the greed, the deception, the corruption, the exploitation that destroys life. The mighty God, and everlasting Father, an enduring and compassionate provider and protector who knows and loves each as his own. And Prince of Peace, who establishes peace through justice, inspiring new insight and understanding, leading to reconciliation between peoples of the world, healing across the ecosystems of this planet, and relationships between each person and their maker. This is the radical global agenda that God is inaugurating in the birth of Jesus. The extraordinary wonder of Christmas is that we, here tonight, are invited to embrace this agenda and to make history happen with God. We are invited to participate in nothing less than the future that Isaiah sees. For it is to us a child is born. And it is to us, you and me, that a son is given. The son is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Not God up there somewhere, but God with us wherever we are. And it is with us that God will bring his vision to fulfillment. It is with us that God chooses to bring this vision to fulfillment. I can't get my head around that. That Almighty God would choose you and I to have that part, that partnering with him in the transformation, not only of our communities, but of our world. What might that look like? Well, it could include discerning where the wonderful counselor is guiding you to initiate significant changes at work, in the business or the arts or science and technology, healthcare and education, whatever you might be involved in, wherever God has placed you on your front line. It could include praying
to the mighty God in faith for people who have been caught up in the web of deceit or domestic violence, addiction or crime. It could include, and does any of these ring bells with you? Being the arms of the everlasting Father and volunteering to work with a charity for the homeless, the lonely or the abused. It could even include working with the Prince of Peace towards reconciliation between two people for whom trust is a word that has lost all sense of meaning. God's invitation is nothing less than to join with him in transforming hearts. As we dare to believe this invitation is to us personally, and slowly unwrap this gift beyond words, we will find at an ever deeper level a sense of participation in God's vision for life in all its fullness. Life in all its fullness, and a hope that finds its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
We've just sung a thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. And that's been our strapline for this Christmas. And we're going to use that in our prayers tonight as we pray for our weary and troubled worlds. And after each phrase, I will pause and say, into your weary world, and would you respond, Lord, bring us your hope. Good and gracious Lord, there was no room for your Son in the inn that first Christmas night. Protect with your love those who have no home this night. And we particularly hold before you the homeless of our town and our nation, and those in Gaza whose homes have been destroyed. Into your weary world, Lord, bring us your hope. Mary, in the pain of labour, brought your Son to birth. Hold in your hand all who are in pain or distress this Christmas night. And in the silence, I invite you to name before God any who you know who are ill and in particular need at this time. Into your weary world, Lord, bring us your hope. The angels sang, peace to God's people on earth. And we lift to you, Lord, the places in the world where there is war and fighting, and our hearts break as yours do. And in particular, we remember the desperate situation in the Middle East and the continued fighting in Ukraine. For these countries and for these people, we cry out for peace. Into your weary world, Lord, bring us your hope. Christ came as a light shining in the darkness. Bring comfort to all who suffer in the sadness of our world. And we particularly bring to you this night those who are recently bereaved, thinking particularly of all those in Prague mourning tonight. For those who are struggling financially, those who are crippled with debt. We pray for the groups in our community who seek to support these people. And in particular, we pray for our own side-by-side bereavement cafe, the Malvern Food Bank, and the work of the Malvern Christians Against Poverty group in our town. Into your weary world, Lord, bring us your hope. Shepherds in the field were afraid when they first saw the angels. And we pray for those who are fearful of the future tonight. We pray for those who are struggling with mental health issues, for those who have lost their jobs, for those in broken relationships. God of comfort, may they know your comforting presence tonight. Into your weary world, Lord, bring us your hope. And strangers found the Holy Family and saw the baby lying in the manger. Bless our homes, our families, and all whom we love this Christmas time. May we each know the thrill of hope this Christmas. And may you be born in each one of us afresh. Amen.
If you're able to, I'd like to invite you to stand. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him. Nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the true light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
Of our carol service now. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. Thank you so much, choir and musicians, readers, poets, for entertaining us and just helping us join in our worship tonight. And I pray that actually, as we've heard this story afresh, that you will have been reminded again of this amazing news of Christmas, that Jesus came for you and me to bring life in all its fullness, to one day restore the brokenness of this world, and we may know that life and peace and joy right now. If that's new to you and if you're interested in exploring a little more about what faith is all about, maybe actually even you went to church as a young person, as a child, but actually just have lost connection with it. We've got something in January called the Alpha Course, which we are going to be starting. This one's a short course, 4-week course, called Alpha Lights, where it's an opportunity to explore what the Christian faith is all about, to ask the difficult questions, to ask any questions you want. If you're interested in that, if you're curious about what this is all about, then do grab one of these leaflets at the end. There's more details on our website. There's a link to that on our orders of service. And if you can't make the afternoon time, then get in touch with us and we'll organise another time to go through some of that with you. We'd love to do that. There's also some free literature on the table outside. This little book is one of them called Making the Christmas Connection. It's all about how we can get connected with God again this Christmas. Do take anything of there completely free that actually you are interested in. Or even take something and go and give it for a friend. If you'd like to connect with us in the new year, we'd love that. But actually, first, we have tomorrow, don't we? We have Christmas Day tomorrow. I'm just working out which slide comes next. Christmas Day tomorrow. We have a service at All Saints, our other sister church, up at on the hill at 10 o'clock with Holy Communion. And then we've got an all-age family service here, 10:30, with a short communion afterwards for those who want to stay. If you'd want to come and join us, we'd love to have you there. And then in the new year, we've got our normal services, and details of all our normal events are on the back of the order of service. Do take those away if that's helpful for you, and do come and join us anytime. We are going to take a retiring collection tonight as well, which is going to be split between our local MAGS Day Centre for the Homeless here in Malvern and Christian Aid's Middle East Response Relief Aid. If you would like to give to that, then please do on the plates as you go out. I think that's all I need to say. A final blessing together. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Come, light of life, lighten the darkness in our lives with your mighty word of love. Lighten our hearts with the joy of your promise coming. Lighten our world with the hope that faith in you brings. We travel towards Christmas Day in the peace of Jesus Christ. May his peace that lightens the soul with faith, lifts the spirit with hope, and leavens the world with love be yours today and always. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit go with you and remain with you now and always. Amen. God bless and have a very happy Christmas.